So we need to, in our transition, to burn the bridges. Do things in such a way that if truly God has talked, we cannot feel like running back to it, because there is absolutely nothing to run back to. That's why when we talk to young people who get born again, who had non-Christian girlfriends, we tell them not to say, you don't go to your girlfriend and say, let's this matter is cool, we want to cool them. You come out clear to them that this thing is over. You are now free to go to, if you want another boyfriend, pick another boyfriend. I am born again. I have nothing to do with you. Most people who are not fully decided about following the Lord don't do that. They look for ways of creating an opportunity so that if this thing, Jesus thing, doesn't quite work, our friendship, I can go back to our friendship and say, can we pick where we stopped? So you do not want to fully decide. I think if you want a good transition in following what God has called you to do, you need to do things in such a way that even if you are tempted to go back, there is absolutely nothing to go back to. You have fully given yourself into God's hands to take you to the new place. You is called burning the bridges. So this morning, ask yourself, are there things God has stopped you doing? Are there things God has called you out of, but you are still remaining bridges? A relationship which God has called you out, but you still have left matter such that if I wanted to run back to it, I can run back to it. Or a business which you should be out of, but you have left bridges just in case you want to go back to. That's not a good transition.